Hi, I'm Edwin.
And I'm Andrew.
Sound the battle cry.
Two men.
15 minutes.
Eternal impact.
Welcome to Text Talk.
For the Lord, gird your armor on, stand firm, everyone. Rest your cause.
Happy Wednesday, Edwin.
Happy Wednesday, Andrew.
Boy, you know, here it is, the middle of the week, and sometimes we like to put on some special socks.
I did.
I got my Wednesday socks on today.
I am very excited. So last night, somebody dropped by my house with my family there and handed us a humongous basket of goodies.
Oh, wow.
Now, I realize, of course, that by the time this particular episode actually makes it onto the airwaves, it'll have been a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
But in there, one of the things that I was given was a pair of socks.
Oh, that's
some
precious.
Some very elven Lord of the Rings socks.
Oh, really?
And so I am today as Legolas would be if he stepped out of the woodland realm and came into the professional world. I have these wonderful socks. And so, hey, I just want to say thank you. I know you want to say thank you. I'm sure between then and now we've even expressed thanks to the congregation. But folks have been so kind to provide things like that for us. So what a wonderful thing that was.
And it's a wonderful thing.
I'm going to repeat my thanks.
Gifts of coffee and kindness and socks and all those things we love so much.
Fantastic.
And thanks for all the support for the program. It really means so, so much.
Yes, yes. And for support for our work as evangelists in the congregation. And support. What I really appreciate about that was that it was not just to me, but to the family.
Yeah.
A recognition of how much my wife and my kids, one, have to put up with. But two, also support and
absolutely.
The help that they are and all of
that. Yeah,
it
was wonderful, wonderful gifts and surprise.
Special thanks for that. So I'm wearing those great Wednesday socks.
So you got your Lord of the Rings socks on.
Yeah, what about you? What about you?
Just some Argyles today. You know,
Argyles.
Again, it's been a couple of weeks. We had a funeral, and it was a blessing to be there and to be in the house of mourning. You always do gain good things from that, but I didn't have time to get on some fun socks between then and now.
Yeah, well, that's all right.
But you know what? It's okay, and it's okay that we can be together and study God's Word.
That's right. That's right. I'm just glad you have socks on, just
to
be honest.
You know what? And that's something to be thankful for right there, isn't it? Every day.
I think good men wear socks.
Good men wear socks.
You know, I bet Demetrius wore socks.
Well, I don't know. How does that fit in, though, with the Lord of the Rings?
Well.
Because, I mean, do the hobbits, do they ever get any socks?
No, but they're not good men. They're good hobbits. Okay, we're off track here. We're off track. Let's go back to 3 John. 3 John. We'll spend 15 minutes talking about socks and Lord of the Rings. I can do that. But we're going to go to 3 John. I'm reading from the English Standard Version. The elder to the beloved Gaius, whom I love in truth. Beloved, I pray that all may go well with you and that you may be in good health, as it goes well with your soul. For I rejoiced greatly when the brothers came and testified to your truth, as indeed you are walking in the truth. I have no greater joy than to hear that my children are walking in the truth. Beloved, it is a faithful thing you do in all your efforts for these brothers, strangers as they are, who testified to your love before the church. You will do well to send them on their journey in a manner worthy of God, for they have gone out for the sake of the name, accepting nothing from the Gentiles. Therefore, we ought to support people like these, that we may be fellow workers for the truth. I have written something to the church, but Diotrephes, who likes to put himself first, does not acknowledge our authority. So if I come, I will bring up what he's doing, talking wicked nonsense against us. And not content with that, he refuses to welcome the brothers and also stops those who want to and puts them out of the church. Beloved, do not imitate evil, but imitate good. Whoever does good is from God. Whoever does evil has not seen God. Demetrius has received a good testimony from everyone and from the truth itself. We also add our testimony, and you know that our testimony is true. I had much to write to you, but I would rather not write with pen and ink. I hope to see you soon, and we will talk face to face. Peace be to you. The friends greet you. Greet the friends each by name.
So we're talking this week about the different names in 3 John, these different individuals who come up prominently in the little letter. We've talked about Gaius, who it's addressed to.
The hospitable one.
Yes, we talked about Diotrephes, who gets corrected.
Yeah, the arrogant, preeminent,
the arrogant
narcissistic
one. And then the third name that we're going to talk about today, we're going to talk about Demetrius, and he gets verse 12, Demetrius.
He gets a great commendation. Think about this. Gaius has already demonstrated himself as a great fella. Mm-hmm. John has said such wonderful things about him. And now he is trying to make a point to Gaius about the kind of person that Gaius needs to be looking to and following and imitating. Mm-hmm. And we've heard about Diotrephes is not that guy. Not that guy. He will not accept our authority. He's not receiving brethren. He's, in fact, he's kicking other brethren out of the church, right, because they receive brethren. We're not going to be having any of that. And then there's this little hinge verse. Don't imitate evil people. Imitate good people. Yes, and so let me tell you about a good guy. Mm-hmm. Let me tell you about the guy who is good, Demetrius. We know nothing else about him except for John said he's a good guy. Look to him. Do what he's doing.
So Demetrius comes to us as an example. He has a good testimony from all and from the truth itself. Makes me think a little bit about what does it mean to have a good testimony among all, okay? To have a positive reputation among the brethren. It reminds me of this was one of the hallmarks of Timothy. When Paul was seeking out someone to go along with him, Timothy was well spoken of among all the brethren in Derbe and Lystra and those communities, I guess, of Galatia, where he was a young man and a Christian. And so Demetrius is cut from that he is one who has been practicing the truth, loving in word and in deed, demonstrating the true love that John was talking about in 1 John 3, verses 15 and 16.
I consider what Paul said to Timothy about elders. Again, we've already talked about qualifications for them this week with the hospitality of Gaius.
Right.
But Paul told Timothy that shepherds need to be people who have a good report of folks who are even outside the church, mm-hmm. understanding that in certain scenarios, wicked, evil people are going to hate against Christians no matter
what.
That's true. We understand that. But this issue of conducting business, living in the neighborhood, living among people in such a way that folks on the outside are able to say, you know what, that's a good guy.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good guy right there. And I can see how he ends up being one of the elders or leaders within this community here. It doesn't surprise me that he is. What we don't want is reproach coming on the church through an elder or a shepherd because he's been skimming off the top on the job.
Good
or
point.
Because he's been mean to his mm-hmm. neighbors,
right,
or those kinds of things. So we see Demetrius setting that kind of example.
So he has a good reputation.
He
is good. Good testimony, I should say. A good testimony from all. Then he says a good testimony from the truth itself.
Mm.
And I think that is a wonderful commendation, that when you take his life and set it next to the Word of God, he fares well.
Mm.
That there is a determination in his life that he wants to be what the Bible describes as a Christian and a disciple. He wants to do those things. It's really an incredible thing to be said. Your life accords with the truth. That's a good testimony.
Well, he had begun this by talking about children who are walking in the truth.
Mm-hmm.
So here, Gaius, I love to see you because you're walking in the truth. I want to show you another guy. Look to that guy. Look to Demetrius as someone that you're going to follow and someone that you're going to walk with, because he too is walking in the truth. And then there's just the fact that, wait, we remember that John is the one who recorded Jesus saying, I am the way,
the truth,
and the life. These are people who are walking with Jesus, who are walking mm-hmm. by Jesus. It's not just walking by a set of propositional statements that are true,
mm-hmm.
though certainly following the statements that Jesus has uttered and taught, but that idea of walking hand in hand with Jesus, being the disciple who goes where Jesus goes, who says what Jesus says, who does what Jesus does.
Can I tell you, Demetrius is the kind of example that we need to follow and aspire to today. And I'll tell you what I mean by that. So oftentimes we look at these Bible heroes as someone that they really did have a moment of greatness. They did a great thing. And David did slay a giant, and Noah did build an ark. And we look at those kind of expressions of faith, and we look to ourselves, and I'm like, well, I don't have to kill a giant or build an ark. But I need to get up and go to work and provide for my family.
Yeah.
And I need to love
and
my
to
wife
in truth.
As Christ loved the church in truth. I need to raise up children in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. I need to be a good neighbor and to be Christ-like in my dealings. I could live a life like that, and I hope to live a life like that. And, you know, when people reflect upon me and I have my funeral, I don't know that they'd use such great words like they would for a David or a Noah. But they might say here was a man who was good, who had a good testimony.
Yeah.
And that was Demetrius.
Who filled his responsibilities.
Yeah.
Who took care of his family, who taught his family, who reached out and loved his neighbors, who loved God.
Yeah.
He's not president. He's not changed the world. But he said, Jesus is my king, and I'm going to live as much like Jesus as I can in the realm Jesus has given me.
And in choosing that life, he becomes an example for those coming along, like a Gaius, where the apostle could say, be like Demetrius.
Be like that guy. Yeah. Let me throw this out. I want to think on a practical level here. On the one hand, obviously you're going to say, hey, don't sin, and you need to be like the people who don't sin. Do some good things, be like the people who do some good things.
Yeah.
Honestly, if that was all there was to the statement, though, I think, why not just say, I'm going to write the letter that says, here's how you're supposed to behave. Behave that way. The notion of pointing to a person and say, look at them, be like them. I think this drives home to, well, how imitation works, how influence works, the recognition that, yeah, here's a guy that does these good things. We know these are the things he does. We know he's avoiding sin. But I've tried to do good things, and I've tried to avoid sin, and I run into the brick wall sometimes and mm-hmm. not doing the things I'm supposed to and doing some of the things I'm not supposed
sure.
to. It's a spiritual battle. What I think one of the things this drives home is that when you see someone who's winning the battles, why don't you watch just how they live their life in general? Mm. Not just whether or not they committed that sin.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what? Here's the guy. He didn't cheat on his wife. I want to be like him. Well, then let's start seeing how he walked with his wife. How did
yeah.
he love his wife? How did he care for his wife and his family that led him to be able to stand up and win that victory?
Yeah.
You know, here's the guy that was kind to people. Okay, well, let me watch what kind of things did he say? What kind of habits did he develop? How did he spend his days and how did he spend his time? Because if I want to do those things that will say, oh, that's the good things I need to do, It's actually a life of attitude and behavior and outlook. And I want to be looking at folks like Demetrius to see, all right, what is their outlook?
Yeah.
What are their habits? What are their disciplines? What are the smaller things they're doing that don't normally stand out as the examples? Because those are the things that piece together to get to the big victories.
Well, and I think there you sort of bridge into this topic of mentorship. And who am I looking at as a mentor? And who can I mentor? Because it's a lot more than just one episode or just one choice,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
But it's a body of life. It's a craft of life. You can say, I want to be like that. I want to do like that. I want to have a good testimony.
Yeah. Maybe driving it home in a way that we'll more understand. I think about Jesus in the wilderness when he's tempted by the devil these three times. I'm like, I want to do that. In that moment of temptation, I want to have victory. Well, but what is it that Jesus did in his life so that when those moments came up, he was prepared
yeah.
and ready to be victorious? And I don't get to see Jesus anymore like that, but I do get to see people who have learned from him and are farther along than I am. Let me look to him. Let me learn. Let me follow.
A great sports analogy for that is you look at the basketball player and his ability to jump and slam the ball, you know, but what you don't see
yeah.
is all of the hours.
Sure.
Of practice and of bodybuilding and weightlifting and health and exercise and all the things that allow him to shine in that way for those 60 minutes.
Yeah.
But you don't know about the hours untold behind it. Yeah.
Absolutely. That's a great
yeah.
illustration
yeah.
of what I'm trying to drive
yeah.
home.
Yeah.
So let's be like Demetrius. Let's find our own Demetriuses, and hopefully we will become more of a Demetrius that people can follow us.
Amen.
Why don't you lead us out in prayer, brother?
Our great God and Father, thank you, Lord, for the day. Thank you, Father, for good examples that you've placed in our lives, in my life. I'm very thankful to have known some men who were good men, and I'm very thankful to have a father that was like that, and mentors in preaching. I'm very glad to be able to work with a fine man like Brother Edwin and other gospel preachers to spread your good news. Father, as I take stock of those good men in my life who have been a tremendous influence upon me, I pray that you might shape me and use me to be a good man for your glory and to lead well and mentor well those who are coming along afterwards. And I pray that you might bless all of our listeners to that end. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thanks for talking about the text with us today. I'm Edwin Crozier, and I'd like to invite you to join the Christians who meet on Livingston Avenue in Lutz, Florida, this Sunday for our Bible classes and worship. You can find out more at christiansmeethere.org. Check out our daily written devotional that goes along with today's episode. You can find a link for it in our show notes. Michael Eldridge sang all four parts of our theme song. You can get more from him at acapeldridge.com. Please remember to subscribe, rate, and review Text Talk in your favorite podcast app so others can find it and learn about it more easily. Have a fantastic day.
Steady, pass the word along. Onward, forward, shout aloud, Hosanna. Christ is captain of the mighty throng.
The elder to the beloved Gaius, whom I love in truth. Beloved, I pray that all may go well with you and that you may be in good health as it goes well with your soul. For I rejoiced greatly when the brothers came and testified to your truth, as indeed you are walking in the truth. I have no great... I can't even continue on. I'm trying to do this with a straight face.